Sleep Tight Farm, A Farm Prepares for Winter by Eugenie Doyle, illustrated by Becky Statlander. The December days shorten and darken. We are busy putting the farm to bed. With our crops mostly in, strawberries, raspberries, vegetables, honey, and hay, now is the time to prepare for deep frost, the coming wind and snow. Many hands make work light, Mom says. We shake straw over berry plants to blanket them from winter's frosty bite. Next April and May, they'll leaf out green and blossom white. In June, they'll give fruit so red and juicy, we'll make jam and freeze berries to eat until summer comes again. We lick our lips, remembering. Good night, strawberries covered with straw. Dad cuts back the raspberries before wind and snow can crack the canes. We cart the old brush to burn. Goodbye to last year's twigs and leaves with their bugs and spots. The promise of late summer's plump fruit lies in roots tucked underground. Good night, raspberries resting below. We stack wood by the house and in the sugar house, too. It will heat our home all winter, and in early spring it will fuel the fire for that boils maple sap into syrup. Good night, stacked wood waiting to work. Before the winter winds come howling, we secure the hoop house's plastic sides with ropes and bales of hay. Inside, we float sheets of white cloth over the baby greens till the new year's thaw. Safe under cover rest little leaves with mouth-filling names. Spinach, mizuna, tatsoi, arugula. Our winter salad greens will nap until stronger sun can wake them. Last August, the hoop house grew so hot we rolled up the sides and flung open the doors while picking tomatoes, melons, and heat-loving okra. Now we button up the perfect shelter for changing weather. Good night, hoop house, wrapped up tight. We board up cracks in the coop and set a timer to give the hens the light they need to lay eggs all winter. We fluff the nests with hay, plug in the water heater, and scoop fresh grain. We collect the day's eggs, fragile gifts from our friends. Good night, chickens, snug in your coop. With bales of hay, we build a windbreak for the beehives and place a stone on each lid to hold it firm. We make the hive entrances smaller to keep roaming field mouse out. Within each hive, a single queen lies in a cluster of maids working to keep her fed. In September, we harvested honey and wax, but left enough for the bees who made enough for us. Good night, bees, sheltered and safe. The farm stand is stocked for the holidays with fresh eggs, greens and roots, onions and garlic braids, decorative corn, honey and maple syrup. There's plenty for us and plenty to sell. Mom and Dad move the planter, cultivator, tiller and baler into the equipment shed, a shelter from rust and cold. The tractors go in last. Good night, farm. The fire jumps in the wood stove. We feast on homegrown treats, vegetable soup, and berry pie. We pull clinking lights from a box and untangle tangle to hang on the porch. Look, Mom says. The rising moon, the bright spoil of stars in the sky. We light beeswax candles to soften the longest night. The farm is ready for down quilts of snow, the shh of wind. Dad tucks us in. Good night, farmers. Sleep tight. Sleep tight, farm. The end.